Morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Let's talk first of all about the Senate. In record time, I think, has they've passed the budget, and they said, "Okay, guys, it's your turn." Where's the House stand in that process right now?
We're not far away, Scott. I think it's probably going to be passed. We probably will complete our work on it this week, and then take it to the floor sometime next week. We'll adopt our version as a substitute, and then it'll all go to the conference committee, and that's where everything will be worked out, I believe.
You know, where things have been different is struggling to find the dollars, and that seems to be a situation that doesn't exist, at least right now. There's a little bit of money there, which is something that's a little bit different than in sessions past.
Oh, we've been fortunate. We've had a good economy in our state, and we just pray that the oil industry keeps growing.
Yep, with the number that we regularly quote, 1,000 people a day moving to Texas, that does bring some challenges on. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Basically, we've talked, I think, about, is there anything new as far as higher education? You know, we created the campus down in South Texas, but what else is going on in your
community? The only thing that we did yesterday that I would say was of major importance was Chairman Branch submitted a bill that will, and I forgot the number, I could look it up, but yeah, it doesn't make any difference, that will try to create a study group that will look at administrative cost of universities. That seems to be an area that people are concerned that it's growing faster than the teaching element, and see if we can't figure out a way to reduce that some.
Well, there are a lot of people who are making six figures at the major universities, well, all sorts of universities, and I'm sure as people continue to write higher tuition checks, they want to make sure that a goodly part of that is going toward the education.
Well, I have requested from from the Higher Education Coordinating Board, kind of a map of chart showing what those increases have been over the last, I think they sent us yesterday something from 1994 forward. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at that and just see what those numbers actually are, because I don't know personally. And I got that information, then we're going to have to tweak it a little just to see
sure
what those costs are doing.
Of course, the other committee that takes a lot of your time, appropriations, how are we doing there?
I think we're going to be get our bill out next week or in the next week or so. We're halfway through with this session.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
We did have some fun. We talked about that offline a while ago yesterday with the voting out of the sunset on PUC. Mm-hmm. Quite interesting. There was a lot happening on the floor. A lot of amendments were offered. Very few passed. I guess that's probably normal.
Sure.
And some fireworks. And, yeah, we did laugh a little bit about the electric meters.
This is something, you know, and again, they started in California, and they spread across the nation. We had there in Bryan. I mean, Bryan has installed them, and I can recall maybe an incident or two where people were uncomfortable about this, but I think David Simpson, who's a Republican from Longview, wanted to offer an amendment. He's pretty much a libertarian, isn't he?
You know, David's just different. That's all I can say. I like him. He's a very nice guy, but he marches to the beat of a different drummer.
So he wanted to make sure that there weren't any long-term health effects having to do with those meters.
Well, sometimes I just, things like that just bother me. I don't know. Those meters ought to be something that we ought to look forward to. That's an advancement. The old meters were something that required people to go out and check them and all that sort of thing. And
sure,
these they can check it from the office, I guess you would say, and not be more efficient.
Yep, seem to be more reliable. I think that's probably right. Okay, anything important happening between now and when we talk again next week?
I don't know yet. I'm sure there will something pop up. I'm hoping that, or believe that we'll hear HB5 in the next week.
Okay.
I believe it's going to be Tuesday.
All right.
And that'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out.
All right. Well, then we will talk to you about that next week.